Hello and welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com and presented by Bet365. I'm your host, Jason Logan. Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast as we get you ready for NFL Week 9. Calendar flipping to November. This is crazy. It's going by far too fast. Here's how we're going to do it today. We got Joe Osborne coming back for another segment of our follow or fade bets. FYI, our follow bets, 6-2 so far on the season. We're going to have my best bets for Thursday night football, including another Sharp 600 SGP at Bet365. Hopefully you followed along last week. Hopefully you got in on that one. We hit a plus 1600 SGP that was boosted at Bet365. We're going to come back here for more. Titans at Steelers is the Thursday night game. And then we're going to wrap it up and put a bow on everything with our guy, Aaron Waterworth, trading manager at Bet365. He's going to give us that perspective, answer some questions from the other side of the counter. Before we get going, we ask that if you like the Sharp 600, you like what you're hearing, if you hit that big parlay last week, let us know. Give us rating and review, feedback. All of it is great. It helps us climb those charts and talk to more sports bettors like yourself. All right, another big week to go. Let's put 600 seconds on the clock. Joe Osborne is back for another round of Follow or Fade, our favorite segment here on the Sharp 600. Rules are simple enough. I toss out some bets that I got on the go, and Joe's going to pick one that he's going to follow, one that he's going to fade. By the way, the follow bets, 6-2 now because the Jags came through outright for us last week. So these odds are courtesy of Bet365 as of this recording. They, of course, are subject to change by the time kickoff rolls around. So we're going Eagles money line minus 160. That'll make our producer Dell pretty happy. I got Indy and Carolina going over 44 points. This one's a weird one here. Rams, Packers, highest scoring half to be the second half, plus 105. And we got your Dolphins, plus 2.5. So give me one to follow here, Joe.
A few good selections. The one I will follow is the over in the Colts-Panthers game. I absolutely love this bet. And this is one you turned me on to on your Monday appearance.
Well, I have been known to turn you on, Joe, so.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll try not to hijack too many of your talking points here, but look at these Colts games lately. They have gone over in three straight. Those games saw an average of 66.3 points. They easily cleared the over in those games. They went over by 13 or more in each instance. And look at the situation here. A pattern that began when Gardner Minshew officially became the starting quarterback for the Colts. And the Panthers have been in some very high-scoring games as well. Three of their last five games have reached 63 or more points. Mm-hmm. And a big stat that I love for this game, 31st and 24th in red zone defense. Ooh. For these teams. So if they get in close, expect more touchdowns and field goal attempts. I absolutely love the over in that game.
All right, good. And another reason why I like this one, too, is even though the Panthers only scored 15 points last week, that offense looks so much better with Thomas Brown calling the plays. A little more dynamic. We saw it from Bryce Young, too. It was his best day as a quarterback out there. And he was able to actually move the ball downfield, too. His highest average yards per attempt. His best passer rating as well, too. One sneaky thing that we forget about this, Frank Reich, the head coach for Carolina, knows this Indy team very well and knows Gus Bradley's defense for the Colts very well because he was there last year with Bradley. So he knows all the ins and outs. Thomas Brown, still a bit of a wild card in this. They don't know Thomas Brown's offense as well, him coming over from the Rams. So, yeah, I'm with you here. I love it. Was one of the first bets that I made over 44. It went up. It came back down. I still think this is a wild, wild game, which is what we've seen from Colts games. All right, give me the fade here. And it can't be your Dolphins, right? You couldn't be fading your Dolphins.
No, you got me on one of these weeks where I don't necessarily disagree with any of your selections. But for the sake of the exercise, the one that I like the least is that the Packers second half, highest scoring half. That was the bet, correct? Yeah.
That is the bet.
There's just a randomness to it. I don't trust Jordan Love in any situation whatsoever. Now, I know they have been starting slow. Maybe that could be a bit of an emphasis for the Packers this week. And yeah, I like my Dolphins matchup well versus the Chiefs. They got to Germany early. The Chiefs are getting there very late. So yeah, I think my Dolphins, a good spot for them in Germany this weekend.
All right, so I'll tell you why we're doing this one here. And it's a great value buy, plus 105. I think we're getting good value with this one. The Packers, their splits are insane. Lowest scoring first half team, highest scoring second half team, averaging almost 16 points. the advanced metrics, they buy into it as well, too. 29th in first half EPA, number two in second half EPA. So far, they've gone 1-5-1 over under against the first half total. They are 6-1 against second half totals. And LA showing a little more flash in the second half as well, too. They've put up 39 total points in the second half the past three games, just 24 in the first half. Their second half defense also pretty doo-doo. Weather could also help this one out. Rain in the morning expected for Green Bay. Rolling into the first half, it's expected to stop around halftime. Leads that second half a little drier, a little cleaner for those offenses to get up and down the field. So that's why I like it in plus 105. We're getting good value here for a team that pours it on in the second half. And the Rams defense that hasn't shown up in those final 30 minutes as well. All right, Joe, before we let you go, Team 600 teaser. So I'm gonna go with Tampa Bay plus 8.5. I just don't see Houston covering more than a touchdown when we tease the spread up. What do you like here for a teaser leg?
I will take the Saints down to minus 1.5 versus the disgrace that is the Chicago Bears.
All right. Timeout on the play. At Bet365, they don't do ordinary. That's why you get more boosts with them than anyone else. Every day they power up the odds on hundreds of bets to give you a chance to win more. They boost specific markets, your winnings, and even parlays. And they don't stop there. You want to keep an eye out for the biggest and best odds with their incredible super boosts. Check out the boosts and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus or 18 plus in Kentucky. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. Terms and conditions apply. All right, the clock's back in, and it's Thursday night football time, and the Sharp 600 coming off a huge Thursday in Week 8. We cashed all three bets. We hit the 50-plus yard milestone on Gabe Davis. That meant our Sharp 600 SGP cashed at Bet365, which they boosted as high as plus 1,600. Big win. Hope you folks followed. We got another one here. Pressure on for Week 9. These are my favorite bets for Titans Steelers odds from Bet365. Of course, subject to change before kickoff. We're going Steelers money line minus 140. Potential letdown spot for the Titans, who are coming off a 28-point performance. The last time they scored that many points, it was Week 18 or Week 17 2 years ago. Will Levis making his rookie debut on the road here. First road game for him. It's going to be in Pittsburgh, where it's nuts, facing the terrible Towels and a Pittsburgh defense that can turn games upside down. Kenny Pickett looks like he's pushing through the rib injury. He'll be back. And the Steel City crowd, too, is going to be a challenge for young Will Levis as well. It's a well-oiled crowd by the time primetime rolls around on Thursday night. Titans already have problems with false starts, 11 on the season, whether they're playing in Nashville or not. And they're going to also have their starting right tackle, Chris Hubbard. He's likely out with concussion here on a short week. Not good. Bet365 also has that money line early payout. So if the Steelers do get above 17 points or more, they're going to early pay out on that one. Taking wide receiver for the Titans, Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, over 17.5 receiving yards, minus 110. D-Hop's going to be drawing a lot of attention after last week, and I think that's going to open up space for NWI here, who caught one of two targets last week, one of which was a 33-yard touchdown strike. Player projections for him, all above this total of 17.5 yards. Ceiling of 27+, so that means that milestone market for Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, we're going to take the 25-plus milestone market, plus 145, sprinkle it on. We're going to go with Steelers running back Jaylen Warren, over 23.5 yards rushing, minus 110 on this one as well. It's coming off a season-high 39 snaps versus Jacksonville last week, and Pittsburgh trailed for a lot of that game, so they were not running the ball at all. Actually, the fifth-highest pass rate in Week 8. They're going to get back to it on the ground here. They face a Titans defense, getting pushed around the past few weeks. 4.8 yards allowed per rush attempt, ranking 28th in EPA allowed per handoff in the last three games. Warren's projections as well, all coming in over this total with a ceiling closer to 30 yards or more. If you like all those bets, of course, we can combine them like Voltron for the Sharp 600. Same game parlay at Bet365. We're going to take Steelers money line. We're going to go on Westbrook-Ikhine, 25-plus receiving yards. And we're going to go Jaylen Warren, 25-plus rushing yards. That comes out to plus 600, and Bet365 is going to do you one better. They're going to boost this to plus 700 for Thursday night football. So that's Steelers money line, Westbrook-Ikhine, 25-plus receiving yards, and Warren, 25-plus rushing yards for Steelers hosting the Titans. And then 365 is going to boost that to plus 700. So best of luck. Let's hope we hit another big SGP here on Thursday night football. 2 minutes real time with Aaron Waterworth, trading manager for Bet365. hit with your best bet last week. That was that over New Orleans and Indy. All right, so we'll keep it going. What's the teaser leg? Let's go. We got Tampa Bay +8.5. We've got Saints -1.5. So give us that final winning leg.
How you doing, Jason? Thanks for having me as always. I'm going to take Cleveland -2 with the current -8. So I'm going to that's my pick for the teaser.
All right, good defense. Good defense. Trade deadline had a couple notable player moves. Any adjusting futures based on the trades?
You'd think so normally, but given most of these named players went to teams that are trying to find their way, biggest moves at the top of the market, San Fran +650-6, Philly +550-5, and Detroit +16-14. No major shakeup in the rest, given recent results and the where a lot of those players went to the teams they went to.
All right. We're at the midway point of the season. We've got three teams at 6-2 ATS, Miami, Jacksonville, and Detroit. Which one can keep the cash going, and which one do you see having its fortunes flip in the second half of the season?
It's a tough call, but I'm going to keep it coming with Miami, and I think it's a flip of fortunes for Jacksonville.
Ooh, all right.
The schedules, looking at the schedules, tough road for Jacksonville.
Yeah, all right. Thursday Night Football, Titans, Steelers, QB questions abound. How's the action been on this game? Where are the smart guys betting this one?
I wouldn't say a lot of considered sharp action. Lots of questions both sides. It's a small line. The spread action is pretty split. That's straight up and teaser and parlays. Moneyline likes Pitt by about 60-40. Most of the action over 36.5 by about 65-35 split.
All right. And we got Dolphins, Chiefs in Germany. Any different approach to these international games besides accounting for home field advantage?
I think, travel factor always. Miami's there early. KC getting there later. Field issues, they've got a new hybrid field, but that's, sort of an equal thing for both. So it's really just seeing the smaller spread number. At home, KC would probably be 3.5.
Okay. And I know we're coming towards the end of the year. Bit of a weird Sunday, a lot of injury stacking up. Biggest line moves for Week 9. Where are the sharp guys at in this one?
Mini Atlanta. Atlanta's gone to -5 from 3. Green Bay's gone from small dog 1 to a juice 3. New England's gone 1 to 3.5. Sharps are liking Green Bay and New England.
Ooh, all right. And like I said, you hit last week. Best bet for NFL Week 9.
Yeah, tough slate to pick. A lot of quarterback injuries, a lot of moves of players, but I'm going to take Baltimore -5.5 with Seattle coming for the early East Coast game.
Mm-hmm. Ravens looking like a real contender as well, too.
Looking very good. They smashed my Lions the other week, but they've just been playing well.
All right. Excellent information. All right. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, Dell. Thank you for listening. A reminder, too, if you get a second, please rate and review the Sharp 600 podcast. We appreciate that. We're going to be back next Wednesday with Week 10. And until then, best of luck with your bets. At Bet365, they don't do ordinary. That's why you get more boosts with them than anyone else. Every day they power up the odds on hundreds of bets to give you a chance to win more. They boost specific markets, your winnings, and even parlays. And they don't stop there. You want to keep an eye out for the biggest and best odds with their incredible super boosts. Check out the boost and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus or 18 plus in Kentucky. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. Terms and conditions apply.